it's Rick Fox. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So narrator is my topic for today. And narrator is a screen... Narrator is a screen reader, which is part of Windows. It is a part of the Windows operating system. And that means it's free. When you get a Windows 10 computer, if you walk into a store and you want to try a Windows 10 computer, you simply press Windows Control and Enter, and Narrator will come on, and you'll be able to use a computer right in the store, or right in your library, or right on your college campus. So it's very helpful in that way. And with the last release of Windows 10, it became more powerful and more feature rich. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave Narrator, I have it on myself, and we'll turn it on and we'll listen to hear what it says.
Exiting Narrator.
So now I'm bereft of speech. So I'm going to press Windows, Control, and Enter, and you will listen to hear what it says.
Narrator heading level 1. Welcome to Narrator. This is Narrator Home, where you can get help, access your settings, and learn about new features. Narrator is a screen reader that describes about what's on your screen, so you can use that information to navigate your device. To start or stop Narrator, press the Windows logo key plus Control plus Enter. Explore the sections below to get started. Quick start button.
So, is that too fast for people?
Yeah, a little.
Alright, let me see what I can do about that.
Speed decreased to 50%.
Now this is a home screen for Narrator, and it basically gives you access to pretty much anything you would want to do. So I'm going to tab.
Narrator guide button. Quick start button.
That's the first one.
Yeah.
Quick start. And quick start is a self-based basic tutorial similar to what you get when you turn on VoiceOver with Apple on the Mac. And it pretty much goes over the basics, and then there's a next button, and it goes to the next one. And so, if I tab again,
Narrator guide button, Alt G.
That's the
complete narrator guide online.
That's the user guide. That's the official documentation for the program. And you'll get you anything you want to learn about it. It'll come up as a web-based user guide.
What's new? Button Alt. W.
So that's what's new, which I think is self-explanatory.
Settings button Alt S. Customize narrator.
So that's the settings.
Windows logo.
We're going to get in there soon.
Feedback button.
So that's if you want to talk to Microsoft
narrator
and tell them what's wrong or what's right.
Show narrator home when narrator starts. Checkbox check.
So if you want to get rid of the home. This start screen, you can do it right here, and then narrator won't come up with the home screen when you turn it on.
Link, start narrator after signing.
So here you can mess around with the logon, but I'm going to go to settings and show you a little bit about that.
Feedback, settings button.
So I'm doing shift tab
because
I was tabbing through the home screen. So I wanted to get back to settings, and I did a shift tab until I got back there, and I'm going to press enter.
Settings. Use narrator. Turn on narrator. Toggle switch.
So this is a more elaborate, this is where you can set up narrator to your heart's content, but I'm going to go to startup options here. And one of the new features in narrator is that you can press the H key and it will go to different headings on a web page. So that's similar to JAWS. So I'm going to press H.
Startup options heading level 2.
So these are startup options, and I wanted to show you one of the startup options. So I'll tab through until I get to it. I forget exactly what it says, but I'll go when I hear it.
Allow the shortcut key to start narrator. Checkbox check.
I just tabbed. I'm going to tab again.
Start narrator after signing for me. Checkbox check.
I'm going to. I have to have my computer to set up so that narrator comes on with the sign-on screen.
Start narrator before sign-in for everyone. Checkbox check. Show narrator home when narrator starts, checkbox check.
That's what I want to uncheck, because I find that cumbersome if I'm going to use it on an everyday basis. So I'm going to uncheck it by hitting spacebar.
Uncheck.
Then I'm going to tab again, because there's another choice I want you to hear.
Minimize narrator home to the system tray, checkbox check.
Oh, cool.
So you can minimize it to the system tray, or I'm going to tab again.
Personalize narrator's voice. Choose a voice. Start up options. Minimize narrator home to the system tray, checkbox check.
So I'm going to minimize it to the system tray.
Uncheck.
Whoops.
Check.
Now if I unchecked it.
Uncheck.
What would happen if I tab?
Personalize narrator's start up options. Minimize narrator home to the system tray. Show narrator home when minimize narrator.
So there's a way to system minimize it to the task bar, which I'm not getting now. So it must be somewhere else in the setting. So if I do caps lock tab, I will read the item that's in focus, which is similar to what JAWS does with insert tab.
Minimize narrator home to the system tray, checkbox unchecked.
So I want to check that.
Check.
Now I'm finished with the part of the settings that I want to show right now. So all I have to do is hit Alt F4. I don't have to save it.
Narrator heading level 1. Welcome to narrator.
So now I'm going to show you what I just did by getting out of narrator. And the key is Windows Control Enter. That's a toggle. So I can either turn narrator on or turn it off.
Exiting narrator.
So I am now again bereft of speech. And I'm going to now hit Windows Control Enter and bring narrator back, and hopefully I will not be encumbered with the home screen.
Backup and sync pane. Panel. Oh.
So there's no
backup and sync.
There's no home screen here.
Desktop list.
So I'm back on my desktop. So what I did was I went into settings and I got rid of the home screen. So if I want to go back to settings, I can do Windows Control and N like Nancy.
Settings. Use narrator. Turn on narrator. Toggle switch.
So if you go through settings with headings with the H key. I'll show you some of the things that it will, the topics.
Start up options heading level 2.
That we just did.
Personalize narrator's voice heading level 2.
Now that, if you tab through it, will give you the opportunity to do the following.
Choose a voice. Combo box. Microsoft David. English. United States.
So there are several voices here.
Link. Add more voices.
So if you want to add more voices.
Change voice speed, slider at 10. Current value, 10.
So there's a way in this dialog to change the voice speed.
Change voice pitch, slider at 10. Current value.
And the slider is the right or left arrow?
11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
And it is somewhat comical to hear the pitch change, but people with hearing frequency losses find this extremely helpful. So I'm going to go back to 10, which is my normal.
14, 13, 12, 11, 10.
And I'll tab again.
Change voice volume, slider at 31. Current value, 31.
So that's a little redundant, wouldn't you say? It says slider at 31, current value, 31.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to tab again.
Lower the volume of other apps when narrator is speaking, checkbox check.
Yeah, that's like audio ducking.
Select where you hear narrator's voice. Combo box. Default audio device.
So that's if you have various audio output sources, you can decide where narrator is going to be spoken.
Change what you hear when reading and interacting. Change the level of detail narrator provides about text and controls. Combo box. 2.
So this is verbosity. Now I'm going to show you, I'm going to get out of settings, and we're actually going to go to a document.
Control. Desktop list.
And I'm going to, my favorite way to cycle through running applications is to go to the taskbar with Windows key. Because as I get older, Alt-Tab doesn't work as well for me because I tend to pass the thing I want to go to. And so I like Windows T. So I'm going to do Windows T to go to the taskbar.
Hit taskbar page, running applications, Outlook, but.
So now all I have to do is use the right or left arrow.
Agenda 2019.docs, Word, one
rock. I just did right arrow, I'll do right arrow again.
National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey, live the life you want.
So the taskbar has both running applications and things that are pinned to the taskbar. So I'm going to go back to the NFB agenda.
Agenda 2019.docs, Word, one running window.
So I commend this to you, Windows T. If you find Alt-Tab to be cumbersome, which I do. So I'm going to hit Enter.
Agenda 2019.docs, Word window, Agenda 2019.
So one of the really new things and interesting things about Narrator is that it has something called a Narrator view. And when you pick that view, it could be headings, words, characters, sentences, paragraphs, form fields. But once you pick that view and you hold down the Narrator key and use the right arrow key, it moves either by heading or sentence or paragraph, etc. And if you do Narrator key left arrow, it moves backward. Now the Narrator key, which can be set up in settings, can either be the caps lock key, which I have since I have a laptop, or the insert key. Or both. So, my problem with the insert key on my laptop is I don't know where the heck it is. So, it's way far away from anything I would normally do, and probably uses the function key for me to use it. So the caps lock key works better. So, if you use the Narrator key and the control key and up and down arrow, you change the Narrator view. So I'm going to do that to let you hear what the different views are.
Control paragraphs.
Control Narrator key up and down arrow. So I do control caps lock. So that's paragraphs.
Sentences. Lines.
I'm doing down arrow.
Words. Characters. Tables. Links. Headings. Landmarks. Form fields. Items.
Now items is similar to what you would hear if you swipe to the right or left on your phone. It's really any element that is next. So if it's a heading, it'll be a heading. If it's a form field, it'll be a form field. That, and the item is the default on Narrator. But I'm going to go back to paragraphs because we're on the agenda.
Paragraphs.
So I'm going to stop here and ask if anybody has any questions thus far. Good. That either means that you're sleeping or I'm doing a good job. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the Narrator find command and I'm going to look for who we are. Remember in the agenda, there's a little, don't remember, but he may be sleeping. There is a who we are about what the National Federation of the Blind does. So I'm going to do control home to get to the top. And
end of line.
I'm going to do Narrator key, control key F to bring up the Narrator find.
Narrator find window, search box, edit.
Now this is has been a little quirky for me, so it may not work. This is one of the things that I like to highlight when something doesn't work. So I'm going to write who and hit enter.
Who we are and what we do.
So there we go. And we're on paragraph. So, but the first thing I'm going to do is read the items go forward or backwards. So as far as I know, there's no way that I can read the current item. So I'm going to do Narrator key down arrow and start reading continuously.
Who we are and what we do, the National Federation of the Blind, the oldest and largest organization of and for the blind in the U.S.
So I just hit control, and there's a way to increase or decrease the verbosity, so you can hear different levels of verbosity when you read, and that is narrator key V as in Victor. And if I do that, you'll listen to hear what it says.
3. All control details. 4. Some text details. 5. All text details. 1. Text only.
So this is, and I encourage you to experiment.
2. Some control details.
So let me read my paragraph, and then you will hear what it sounds like. Now, the way this has been set up, this agenda, is the person who wrote the agenda, when he or she was doing paragraphs, just hit enter twice. So you'll hear empty paragraph. What I like to instruct people to do when they're doing a paragraph and they want to have a blank line between paragraphs is to hit shift enter and then enter. Because shift enter is a line break and then enter, and it won't show up as an empty paragraph, and you'll still get your visual blank lines. I'm always a teacher, always showing you new things.
You're going to be on the agenda committee next year, watch out.
So, I'm going to do caps lock, right arrow, and you'll hear what it says.
Assisting blind persons in acquiring the skills of independence and developing confidence in themselves, supporting parents and teachers of blind...
New paragraph.
Sponsoring information campaigns and legislative action at the state and national levels...
New paragraph.
Empty paragraph.
Ah!
Empty paragraph. Spotlight on NFB of New Jersey.
So that's, now that can be very helpful. But let me show you what sentences sound like.
Sentences.
So here we go.
Blank. Since 1976, the National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey, an affiliate of the National Federation of the Blind, has been providing invaluable information and resources to blind / visually impaired people throughout the state.
Period. So that's a sentence. So this is very helpful if you're writing. I do a lot of writing, technical writing, and I think in sentences. I don't think in lines. So I feel much more comfortable reading sentence by sentence so I can help to edit my work. So that is my, that's what I want to show you in documents. The next thing I want to do is show you a little bit about the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if somebody can give me a time check. 7 minutes. So here we go. I'm going to go Windows T as in Tom again, because I'm not using Alt Tab.
Taskbar pane, running applications, Outlook button, C:\, Excel, National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey, live the life you want, National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey, live the life you want, Google Chrome pane, National Federation.
So let's, go through this internet site. There's somebody in this room who's very familiar with this site.
Hi.
And I won't mention his name. So I'm going to go using the narrator view change keystroke, which is narrator key, control, and up and down arrow. Let's go to headings.
Lines, words, character, tables, links, headings.
So now, the other way you can do this is to hit the H key. Or you can hit the 1 key to get to heading level 1. I love keystrokes, but there are certain people that I live with, like my wife, who hates keystrokes. And so I need to show her things, ways to do things that don't involve too many keystrokes. And this way does not involve too many. Because once you get to the heading, and you want to move by headings, you just do narrator key and right arrow.
Contact information, heading level 2. Coming soon, heading level 2. Complimentary, link, 43rd NFB NJ State Convention, value HTTPS.
So, and if you want to go back by headings, you just do narrator key and left arrow.
Coming soon, heading level 2.
So, I want to show you one more interesting thing. Now, when you do control home on narrator, one of the negatives is that it doesn't read anything. So you don't know really whether you're at the top of the page. You have to act on faith. So there is a links list keystroke, and it just so happens to be navigator key F7.
Hmm.
I wonder why.
Search hyperlinks window. Search list.
Now the great thing is that this is a search edit field, and so I can type the first two letters of a link label, and it will come up with all the items that fit that search. So I'm going to do CH for chapters and divisions.
Chapters and divisions, link selected.
So isn't that a fabulous way? I found it within two keystrokes. Now when I hit enter,
complimentary link chapters and divisions.
It moves to that link. It does not activate it. So I have to hit enter to activate the link.
And I heard
a little pop. I heard a little pop. So, since Linda's in the room, I want to get to the sports and recreation link.
Yeah, baby.
So, I'm doing insert F7 again, and I'm going to do SP and see what happens.
Pick spotlight on our members. Link selected one.
Let's see what I, let's down now and see what I get.
Sports and Recreation Calendar and Board. Link selected. HTTP brief omission statement of the Sports and Recreation Division of NFBNG.
So let's go. I like the mission statement, so I'll hit enter.
Link brief omission statement of the Sports and Recreation Division of.
And I'm going to hit enter to execute that link.
Sports and Recreation Division.
Now.
Because
Brian did such a good job with accessibility, I'm going to hit number one to get to heading level one and see if we get to the mission statement.
Sports and Recreation Division of NFBNJ, heading level one.
Now I'm going to read with the caps lock down arrow.
Heading level one, Sports and Recreation Division of NFBNJ, the purpose of this organization shall be to serve as an...
So that is the way to go, and I'll show you one more thing. There is a, in Caps Lock F6, which is a headings list, Caps Lock F5 is a list of landmarks, but you can change any of these lists to anything you want. So I'll show you what that means. With Caps Lock, I'll go to Caps Lock F7.
Search headings window.
But I'm going to tab until it says scope. So I tabbed and said nothing.
Scoping, combo box, headings, collapse.
So I'm going to hit enter to expand it. And then I'm going to up and down arrow.
Search list, sports and rec.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
Scoping, search list, coming soon. Scoping, cup space.
The space or the enter key is supposed to expand it.
Search list.
But it's not doing it. Hold on.
Scoping. Combo box. Yeah. Scoping.
So what I did was I turned scan mode on. It was off because I was in a document. And scan mode is like the browse mode in JAWS or the virtual cursor mode. So now I think I expanded it.
Buttons. Selected. Text. Selected.
So this means that you can search not just for links. You can search for buttons, headings, text.
Menus and toolbars. Selected. Form fields. Selected. Landmarks. Selected. Text.
So this particular links list is not just a links list. It can be a list of form fields, headings, etc. So I think I will end my narrator presentation and see if there are any questions.
We have time for two.
How would you say this compares to other
Who wants the floor? Who's that, Steve? How would you compare? Who's that?
Oh, sorry.
Andy, go ahead.
So I would say that for everyday personal use, it's as good as you need. And it's free. If you are going to get a job, and there may be scripting involved, I would say that you probably want to use JAWS. But if you need to use Word on a basic level, Excel on a basic level, if you want to read your mail, if you want to use the internet, this works just fine, and it is free.
Thank you.
Brian Keane?
We got a couple in the back of the bus.
Brian Keane.
And Laurel Keane.
Hold on.
Brian Keane.
Okay. Is there a place where we can find a cheat sheet of shortcuts, keyboard shortcuts to use narrator?
Yes. Caps Lock F1 brings up a command list. And by the way, Caps Lock 1, I didn't mention it, brings up a keyboard help, and it works just like a JAWS keyboard help.
Oh,
why
did JAWS
keyboard help?
Maybe you can find
an answer to that way. Oh! Laurel King was next. Oh, a form control is when you're on the internet and you want to fill out a form so you can get edit fields to type, combo boxes, list boxes, check boxes, radio buttons, any device that the computer uses to get information from you.
Okay, so when you use that scan mode on, then it can take you to all the forms.
Right, but once you get into a form, scan mode goes off so that you can type.
See how much they like that one.
Okay. I feel like Frank Sinatra.
Ken Lawrence. Ken Lawrence.
I don't know why I
got
correct.
What?
So, come to the table later. You're going to wait. It's 2:15, 2:16, and Rick's presentation was absolutely great. Let's hear it for Rick.